What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of We Came From Beneath the Sea. As always, I'm your host, Bailey.
And I'm Zach.
And I'm Brandon.
Wow, two consistent episodes in 2 weeks.
Wow.
We're back, baby!
No, we back. We back.
So, what'd you guys do in the week downtime we had?
I fucking worked.
Me too.
Working. I didn't really, like, watch or do anything. Like, I returned to work, I should say.
I did.
And, yeah. It sucked. Like when you take like 3 weeks off of work and then return back to work, it's not good for your body.
No.
It's not.
No.
Because your body done got trained to be lazy and shit, and then
you gotta unlearn it.
Brandon walks in Monday unlearn morning, the laziness. Goes, "All right, I'm filing for unemployment. I'm out.
Peace." Do they still have that unemployment thing going on where
no.
you make like 600?
No.
Damn.
No.
I would have taken a shit on the floor and gotten fired.
That hasn't been a thing in a long time. Dude, people take shits at your work on the floor and don't get fired all the time.
Yeah. Well,
what makes you think you'd get fired? You're the only person that knows how to run your machine.
Yeah.
Very careful.
You're always, valuable.
I've always heard, like, since I've been there, I've always heard everybody's replaceable. So you never know.
You think Brian's going to run your machine, bro?
He can.
You think he
Just
wants
Just not
to?
As consistently
you
as
think
I can.
He wants to? No.
Probably not, because he's the handyman, too.
Yeah, nah, fuck that.
Hey. People are going to be on his back being like,
Brandon, you could probably spit in his mouth and call him a bitch, and he'd keep you on.
Probably.
Maybe. I don't know.
You mean you've only been working there for 6 years almost?
Yep.
That blow your mind?
Mm-hmm.
Brandon's like, fuck, I'm getting old.
Six goddamn years.
You started working there like what,
I
our senior year of high school?
$4 raise. And
yes. How much is that going to be?
That would put me up to 17 an
Ooh,
hour.
Ooh, big money.
I expect a fucking $4 raise and 2 months of vacation every year.
Very nice.
You know, it's not half
for
bad.
My you 6 year anniversary.
Maybe you're 10.
You worked at like UPS for like over 7 years. You know how much vacation time they give you? No, they'll give you like 2 months of vacation.
Really?
Well, our UPS guy.
How do you know?
I work.
Is he a driver?
He told me.
Like the driver?
Yeah, he's a driver.
Yeah, drivers get treated more nice than the package
handlers. Yeah, those motherfuckers, like, he's been there for like over 7 years or something like that.
The appeal.
This motherfucker has 2 months of vacation.
When I was applying and in orientation at UPS, they were like, yeah, you can start as a package handler. If you want to become a driver, you can. And in like 40 years, you can retire real nice and go sit Mai Tais in
40
Hawaii.
Years.
He's like, yeah, if you sit there and work hard and drive all
for
day, every day
years.
For 40
for
years.
40 years.
Man, I don't think I'm going to be here in 20. So, you know, can you meet me in
yeah,
the middle?
Yeah, you know what? You know what? I had a little existential crisis a couple weeks ago. I saw what my retire date was on my HR website at work. I can retire in 2064.
Yep.
July 24th, 2064. And if I wanted to retire early, I could retire July 24th,
That means you're
going to
be almost 70 years old.
65.
Oh, really?
Yep, my 65th birthday.
Yeah.
Isn't that fucking weird to think about? Like, by no means do I want to, like, not live, but, like, it's weird I've made
it
this far.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
Like, that's why I'm always saying, like, if I fucking hit the lottery, I'm just fucking...
I'm done.
Yeah, I'm done.
I ain't doing shit. Except
like
for the shit I want to do.
You know, there's always like the people that says, oh, if I hit the lottery, I'm still going to work. I was like, no, you don't.
You're
You're not going to want to work. You just want a productive
My
day.
My boss
That's
checked
all.
his ticket the other day and was like, if I win, I don't know any of you. I'm like, work.
See you.
You don't. Bye.
But yeah, like Bye, if bitch. I hit the lottery, I'm fucking buying a house, investing money, and then staying the fuck at home for the rest of my life.
Working is gay. I'm out.
Yep. What'd you say?
What?
What'd you say?
You heard me. I said what I said.
What can you do? I haven't really been doing much this week. I worked, and then Kristen and I have been watching Dexter.
Oh, yeah?
That's a good fucking show, dude.
I've been meaning to get on that.
I heard, like, the new, like, reboot was ass.
I've heard
like,
it's really
the,
good.
The new season or whatever it is.
I've heard it's really good.
There's, like, people saying, oh, my God, this is stupid. I was like, I haven't seen the show, so I can't like butt in with my two cents or anything.
Well, the ending of the original series was like really bad.
Yeah, I've heard the ending of the original is really fucking bad. I've heard the new season is really good.
That's why they brought it back.
Yeah. They're trying to fix their mistake. I don't know. So I've heard some people bitching about
what
it.
What did I do?
But then again, some people are just never happy. So
yeah, you can't please everybody. But it's a pretty good show.
Is that all? Dexter, huh?
Yeah.
Y'all caught up on Grey's Anatomy?
Chris has rewatched it like 4 or 5 times.
Jesus Christ, bro.
What about Bones? What about SVU?
She's kind of falling off the Bones thing.
Well, show her Spider-Man 2 because Bones is in that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's
like
not paying for
seconds.
Those damn pizzas.
I'm not paying for those.
She's hot.
Pizza time.
She's a fine
Bones,
dime drink of wine.
She's really like her. All of the Deschanels, really. They're
there's only two of them.
Pretty girls. I thought there was three.
There could be. I just know
I think
Zoe.
There's a like a less famous one.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, there's Zoe and the other one. I can't remember Bones' real name. I just call her Bones.
Bones.
Yeah. And then Zoe's a new girl and all that shit.
Zoe Deschanel's like fucking Clark Kent, dude. She's unrecognizable without bangs.
See.
So I did something really cool this week. I discovered death metal.
Wow.
Wow. Incredible.
About fucking time.
And I've been here this whole time.
Yeah, Brandon's over here just like pathetic.
You're there, and then I messaged our friend Richard yesterday, and he's like, ah, yes, the death phase. He was like, I was really into them really heavy in
that
like
was the first death metal band that I got into, so you're actually on the right track pretty much.
Yeah,
and then Brandon gave me a bunch of new recommendations, so I'm listening to death like all the way through. I'm halfway through their second album, Leprosy. Which is really good. I like that. I like that one just as much as I like the sound of Perseverance. Scream Bloody Gore.
You like wait until you get to Symbolic. That one's my favorite.
Which one's that one?
It's their sixth.
Mm.
So the second from last one.
Jeez.
It's crazy that I mean, like, so let me kind of like go over here. Like, so Scream Bloody Gore and Leprosy. Those two records kind of like popularized death metal.
Mm-hmm.
Not popularized.
Not only that, like, I don't know Chuck's last name.
Scholdiner.
I can't say that. But the lead singer of Death's, his vocals are like, they're more raw and unpolished than other types of metal vocalists. And I kind of dig that.
Yeah. So,
like, he's definitely unique for sure.
Technically, like, the first death metal album ever was Possessed Seven Churches. And to a lot of people, that's not even death metal. To them, it's just like more aggressive thrash.
Mm.
But Chuck, with Death and Scream Bloody Gore, he basically perfected the genre. Mm. He made it what we know it is today, pretty much.
You know, what's wild is they started Death when they were 16 and worked for 4 straight years to get that first album out, which
I think
is awesome.
They did Scream Bloody Gore and Leprosy, and then they put out Spiritual Healing, their third album, and then people were like, they sold out because they started introducing like more progressive and technical elements instead of like the more typical.
So
like,
you mean
as
they were getting better and people were mad at them for it?
Yeah, because well they were introducing they were combining more genres and people were like, oh my god, this isn't like the typical raw death metal sound. They're trying to clean it up and look pretty and. So they kind of like shit all over them for it.
I guess I'll hear it for myself.
For like a lot of like death metal like elitists, like they'll tell you like I can listen to Scream Bloody Gore and Leprosy and that's it.
What did you just say?
Death metal elitists.
You mean elitists?
Elitists. Yeah, like they're all like I could listen to Scream Bloody Gore and Leprosy and that's it. Everything else sucks.
I'm actually about to buy an LP of Scream Bloody Gore on this site called Brooklyn Vegan. It's a site they sell vinyls and cassettes and stuff.
Those elitists sound like they fucking lick sandpaper all day.
They're the gatekeepers, I guess you could say.
Yeah, we don't like them around here.
If you listen to deathcore and you like Cannibal Corpse, you're not a real death metal fan.
Which is like weird because I guess the music, the heavier music I technically listen to is metalcore. I suppose Ice Nine Kills and Bad Omens and all those.
Yep.
Yeah, but
I guess that's what you could call it.
Tell you what, man. Once you get done with Death, I mean, I can't really put my 2 cents in too much. Brandon's more the expert, but hop on some Black Dahlia Murder.
I like them.
Yeah, they're like
I don't hate them. I just
to that.
Some of their stuff I don't like, but
their earlier shit. Like,
I
their
have
first
few
three
songs
albums.
That I do fuck with, like
so,
Slap Heavy.
Like their first like couple albums were like more deathcore. And then as they went on, they went more death metal.
Like, I guess after record, I'll talk to you guys about it, because I have, like, 3 or 4 Black Dahlia songs that I play pretty often.
I mean, Abysmal is a pretty. That's one of their more.
Pretty much their last like three albums have been fucking great in my opinion. A lot of people won't necessarily agree with me, like when they're. When their last album came out, which was 2020, I can't remember what it's
Verminous.
Called. Yeah, like, people were bitching about it because they were kind of, like... So, like, the death metal that's popular today is, like, what we call, like, caveman or sewer death metal. And it's, like, really dirty and sounds gross, and they were trying to incorporate some of that into their sounds, and there was, like, a lot of... Because they've been kind of technical and melodic death metal for a while, and a lot of those fans were like, this is shit.
Christopher Lee was in a melodic death metal band.
No, it was a symphonic death metal band.
I can't say I hated Verminous because I didn't. There's some good fucking tracks on
it,
man.
I mean, I need to listen to it again because I only listened to it a couple times when it came out.
It's just like getting used to that sound.
Yeah, but
how different
like,
it
because
is.
Because I've had like a couple of years to get used to like the more sewer style. Like, I was able to take to it a lot better than some people were.
Yeah.
But I liked it. I thought it was good.
Yeah, I mean, there's some good fucking tracks on there, man. I think Abysmal is still my favorite album of theirs.
And like,
that's
Trevor,
the one I gravitate towards all the time.
Trevor, their vocalist, like he's, he like, even though he's like in this like bigger band that's like toured all around the fucking world, and like you would think that he has like some rock star status to where he just can't pay attention to what's like new and upcoming.
Yeah,
he actually knows a lot about. Like the current underground shit. Like when you look on his Instagram, he's always like posting bands that a lot of people fucking haven't even heard of.
Yeah.
And we're like, how do you, and then there's like the ones that have heard of him. They're like, how do you fucking know this? When, how do you have the time to know who these people are?
That's another thing I think I like about him so much is like Trevor and like the rest of the band just are like really, they seem like really cool dudes. And like the, like you were saying, he's very knowledgeable of like the underground scene. And
yeah, like when they started, I mean, like they were death metal, but they had like a lot of that core element to them too, because that was what was popular in the early 2000s,
especially in like Nocturnal. That
yeah,
there's some death core in there.
But like in the early 2000s, like Suicide Silence and Job for a Cowboy and Whitechapel, they were all popping off. That was becoming like the most popular genre of metal at the time.
Yeah.
And so when Black Dahlia Murder came out, they were like, well, and I'm sure that they like deathcore too, you know, I'm not saying that they just capitalize on that sound so that they can make money and
right.
shit, but yeah, so that's kind of how they got their start. And then like once death metal started to have like a new resurgence, like they incorporated more of that and got even popular.
I was kind of let down by Nightbringers too, like that, I think that
I like that one. That one,
it's all right.
You've got to listen to it more than
there's
like
a couple tracks
times.
On that one I like.
Like my main issue with it is that it felt really short.
Yeah,
but that one's actually pretty good.
Like I
groaned to like that one a lot.
I don't mind it because I got into them right around the time that Nightbringers was coming out, and that was because of Brandon. Brandon recommended them to me, and I started with Abysmal, and then I worked my way backwards. Some of their other albums, and then when Nightbringers came out, I was just kind of like, oh, not that it was bad, but I don't know. It's kind of like same with Verminous. Like Verminous, neither of those albums are terrible.
Mm-hmm.
They're just not my
cup of tea.
I bet if I listened to them a bunch, then I would probably really dig them. But
yeah, and like the reason I liked Verminous so much is because like. I'm, like, so used to, like, this new style of death metal that's been going around. So, like I said, I was able to take to it a lot faster than people who are more used to what is mainstream in the death metal world these days. So, like, what I mean by mainstream, and, like, death metal has never really been a mainstream genre of music.
Right.
Except for in, like, the 90s. In the early 90s, they were actually starting to get there, like... there was a record label called Earache Records where they actually were thinking that death metal was going to become the new hip hop, and it was going to be it was going to be on like radios and shit. Obviously, that never fucking happened.
We're on the wrong timeline.
Yeah, that never fucking happened. But but yeah, there was like death like Earache. They were doing like death metal and like comic book crossovers. It was weird. They were like making comic books out of like death metal bands and shit.
All right. I do want to say before we move on, Brandon gave me a list of similar sounding bands. I actually have it right here. I forgot it was on this piece of paper. But I did check out Morbid Angel's first album. I forget what it's called. Some of it. I'm not done with it.
Altars of Madness.
Yeah. The first track on that one, that kind of hit me. It was a good song. Zach, I'm telling you, man, you need to hop on the death metal train, the early death metal train.
I mean, I'd be down for it.
It's
I keep telling y'all we need to go to them shows.
Well, I just don't want to get fucking punched in the mouth for trying to enjoy a
shit show. I don't care about getting punched.
You're not going to get punched at a death metal show. You're probably going to get like pushed around, and that's about it.
Well, that's fine. I just don't want to get a fuck. I don't.
Now, if we were to go to a hardcore show, yeah, you'd probably get punched.
Yeah, dude, I avoid hardcore at all fucking costs. Man.
Shit, I'll
that's like Harm's Way and stuff, right?
Yeah, Harm's Way, Code Orange, all that shit. You know, I've kind of grown out of like my hardcore days, but
you like Harm's Way still, though, don't you?
Yeah.
That motherfucker's jacked.
That was like the first modern hardcore band that I had ever seen.
Yeah.
Because they actually, they went on and, so indiemerch.com.
Yeah.
They do like a lot of merch for like a lot of like metal bands and shit.
Yeah.
They used to do like an annual tour for the U.S. and I think maybe Canada. I could be wrong, but it was Black Dahlia Murder, Harm's Way, Maruda, and somebody else. Iron Reagan. Yeah. They went on tour, and we went and saw them at the Emerson Theater. This is like 2014,
yeah, when the Emerson was still open and kind of a reputable venue.
Yeah, and that was cool. Like, for Harm's Way, like, I stood all the way in the back because I know how like, the hardcore kids were at that point. And I had school, I think, the next morning, so I didn't want to get, like, a black eye and go to school then think my parents were beating me or some shit.
Right. You know what I just remembered? Me and Zach are going to see Ice Nine Kills.
Yeah.
I forgot all about that.
Going in April.
Yeah!
Hopefully COVID don't fuck that shit up.
I fucking hope not. And
fucking fortunately, the Black Veil Brides will be there.
Listen, there's only one song I want to hear them play, and it's off their new record. And that's the only song off that new record I like.
I legit hope their set is the first set. So
you guys have this old image of them in your head. They're not that edgy fucking dress up as goddamn.
They fucking suck.
Okay, that's your opinion.
I'm sorry.
Okay, you know what? For you, I'll listen to something off their new album.
I'll send you the one song I like off that album.
And if I hate it?
You're going to hate it. Won't do it. You have too much hate in your heart for that.
I probably will hate it.
Won't do
it. I don't like a lot of like the alternative metal.
I mean, Motionless and White, I know like five songs from them. And I like two of them.
I know nothing about them.
They're not horrible. If you like Ice Nine Kills, I think you're going to like
them. For a modern-day metalcore band, which, by the way, I'm not into modern-day metalcore, but for a modern-day metal... Sorry, Ice Nine Kills, and just... Yeah, I like the fact that they talk about horror, but they're not
my thing. We've talked about this before.
But yeah, like for a modern metalcore band, I guess they're not... Like Motionless and White, I guess they're not the worst thing that you'll ever hear.
I don't know anything about them.
Josh likes them a lot.
They're definitely inspired by Marilyn Manson. So
yeah, they do like the white
kind of controversial.
They do like the white,
but they didn't know that at the time.
That's still kind of a red flag.
If you look past it,
I mean, I'm not a big fan of Manson's music really in general.
I'm not a fan of Manson at all.
Yeah, like I was never on the Manson train, but once all that shit came out about him, last year, I was like, I was like, that sounds about right.
Yeah. That's
I'm not surprised.
Pretty much how I was.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Did I do anything else? Nah, I haven't watched any Chucky in a while. I need to hop back on that. There's some other shows.
We played Hunt Showdown and Revenant last night.
Yeah, we sat down for the first time in a long time and played some video games.
Yeah.
It was a fun
vegetable
time.
Vegetable games.
Vegetable games.
We ate our vegetables.
I ate Sketty last night.
That sounds really good.
So, guys, you know what I never did after I got off last night?
Huh?
I didn't get goddamn corn dogs. I was so adamant on getting my ass up and making two corn dogs, I didn't do it.
My ass almost drove somewhere to get some fucking corn dogs, so that shit sounded good.
Did Krista yell at
you?
She was asleep.
Do you know, like, the breakfast corn dogs, like the ones with the
with
sausage?
With the sausage, bro?
And their pancakes?
Those are expensive as fuck at the grocery store.
Well, fuck, dude, I don't care.
You get, like, four in one box, and it's, like, $8.
I'll make that motherfucker myself.
Yeah, but
I'll do it.
You dip that shit in syrup?
There's already syrup
so
in the bread.
I don't care.
More.
You gotta
more.
Remember when school used to serve those at one point?
More.
I remember school's French toast sticks. Those are pretty good.
Those were ass. If you got them like late in the morning,
yeah, they
like
were pretty fucking dry.
They were like hard.
Yeah. Bro, them biscuits.
Dry.
but good.
And then some days, if they sat there long enough, they were like real mushy.
I mean, I wasn't going to complain.
Their chicken biscuits were
bomb.
Those
were good.
They were. Yeah. You can't, like...
We got to stop talking about
school,
high school.
School lunch is like 50-50, you know?
Yeah.
There's good shit and there's really bad shit.
Very true.
Alright. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank the sponsor of this episode, Raise Energy. Raise offers a zero-sugar, no-crash guaranteed product with many different flavors. They're not promising magic in a can or a miracle potion, and they're retailing for under $30 per case, while the big-name brands are charging upwards of $35 or even more per case. If you're interested in trying out their product and giving us a little bit of that kickback from your purchase, use the link in the episode description and use our code, capital letters here, WCFBTS, for a 15% off discount at your checkout. Once again, that is WCFBTS for a 15% off at checkout. Thank you, Raise Energy, for sponsoring this episode, the continued support of our show, and I hope you listeners indulge yourself and get yourself a nice, clean energy drink. So, this week, as we mentioned last week, we're covering Terrifier, which I believe, it may be. Have we done a crowdfunded movie on here before?
I mean, if you want to count...
Straight Edge Kegger?
Yeah,
yeah,
I was about to say,
well, we haven't covered that.
But we kind of talked about
it.
We
interviewed
with
the director.
Jason Zink.
Half. I'll give half credit.
And we gave it a rating, remember?
Did we?
I said 8 out of 10.
We need to sit down and do like a full on.
And he was probably like, you motherfucker, it's a 10.
It's a 10, motherfucker. I don't think we've done anything
we
like that.
We need to do a full episode on that.
I know we had talked about doing The Fall of Camp Blood whenever it comes out.
Should be doing that. The next couple of months, I think.
Yeah, I'm pretty stoked for that, man.
I'm in it. Of course I'm stoked for it.
I mean,
I don't care that you're in it.
I also worked on it.
I just care that our friends over at Slashcast made it.
We could cover some of like the most recent like F-13 fan films or whatever.
No.
No?
I'm not getting into the goddamn politics of that.
Okay. Yeah, no thanks.
I got too many hands in the game.
I'll talk about Never Hike Alone. I'll do that.
Yeah.
Never Hike in the Snow was cool, too.
Yeah,
dude, that was awesome. I remember when Never Hike in the Snow like was coming out, and it came out that night, bro. Everybody, kids, grandma,
everybody
was fucking watching that.
Yep. Oh,
that was awesome.
I still haven't seen either of the Never Hike movies.
I recommend them. They're awesome.
We're getting one more.
Is there one more?
He's not doing the series anymore. Oh. They're combining the final three movies into one movie.
Gotcha. That's gonna be awesome.
See, because like he put out that like poster where there's like six more movies. I was like, holy shit!
It's just not like a viable.
It'd be cool though.
Option. It would be cool.
Maybe he'll do more on down the line or something.
Maybe, I don't know. But yeah, we're doing Terrifier, which technically yes is our first crowdfunded movie.
Pretty fucking good.
The budget. Google gave me two different answers. I saw as low as $100,000, and I saw as high as $800,000.
Yeah.
Now, technically, this isn't the first independent horror film we've done.
No,
because most horror films are independent.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying that.
Especially back in the old days.
No,
yeah, crowdfunded. As far as like
crowdfunded. Indiegogo specifically, Terrifier was crowdfunded on Indiegogo, marketed as a full length spinoff to Damien Leone's previous anthology film, All Hallows Eve, which actually isn't half bad of a movie.
Did you know that David Howard Thornton didn't play Art in that
movie?
No,
he's a different guy. The guy that played Art in All Hallows Eve was a little chunkier.
Yeah.
Which he was still effective as Art the Clown. Like,
yeah, he's
still scary.
He's still scary.
David Howard Thornton just adds like a new layer to it.
Art the Clown,
it's like with Kane Hodder.
Art the Clown is not a clown. He's a fucking mime.
He's a demon.
He's a mime.
He's a punk ass bitch.
He's a punk ass bitch. He shitted on the wall.
He did. And he wrote his name in his
shit. It looks like they put
beans
all
over. Literally, it's just beans. But
this motherfucker eating beans.
In which we're not gonna do like a franchise breakdown because it's All Hallows Eve, All Hallows Eve 2, which doesn't have anything to do with Art the Clown.
I didn't know there was a sequel to that.
Yeah, there is.
I don't know if it's by Damien Leone, but there is a sequel. And then Terrifier, and then, but...
Eventually
All
Terrifier
Hallows Eve
too.
Was even a spinoff of Leone's previous work, The Ninth Circle. So it wasn't really a spinoff. It was more like he took scenes and ideas and incorporated it.
Made it better.
Into All Hallows Eve.
But, yeah, like, Art the Clown's kind of like a modern-day horror icon now.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
of this movie, more
yeah,
specifically.
Sure. So, yeah. Also, we have two release dates, too. So as early as 2016, there was a cutout somewhere. Mm-hmm. And then March 15th, 2018, I think, is when it dropped on Netflix.
Bro, I remember, yeah, when this came out.
Which,
too.
I watched this movie on a first date.
I watched this
movie. It did not work out.
So the first time we went to Days of the Dead in 2018.
Also, shoot, I'm not going to get into that on the show.
When we went to Days of the Dead in 2018, like I think it was like a couple days after, that's when I first watched this movie.
Yeah, maybe.
Because I'm pretty sure either David Howard Thornton was there or one of the actresses were there.
Maybe David Howard Thornton didn't start doing cons until like 2019.
Yeah. This is actually like my only second viewing of this movie.
It's my third, I think.
This is my second. I haven't watched it in...
I don't think I've watched it since it came out.
It's a good movie, though.
Yeah, it still holds up. It's still a really good movie.
So, I don't know who wants to run through the plot. It doesn't matter to me. I guess we can all chime in.
We don't really have to like run through the plot. Basically, all there is like there's a fucking killer clown who kills people in like New York or some shit.
Yeah. Somewhere. D.C. Because we see a Metro Pass.
Well, there's tons of Italian people in this movie. Yeah. So I think it's New York.
Well, the thing is, like, this movie is really simplistic. Really, there's a couple of minor settings, but there's really only one main setting, and it's like this apartment building.
Yeah.
Slash auto mechanic shop, slash
warehouse.
Forklift warehouse. Like, what the fuck's going on? What is the location scouting here, man? Like,
it's an office building,
it's
too.
It's everything.
Yeah, there's a killer clown. He kills people, you know.
First up, I do want to mention, like, the opening scene of Art, like, getting ready, like, getting his makeup on and stuff.
Yeah.
Reminded me of Nightmare on Elm Street, like, really heavy.
Yeah, a little bit.
Literally, like, the opening shot is his hand.
Yeah, that and, like, him getting all his shit put in the bag, getting good to go.
Like, that was very Nightmare on Elm Street adjacent.
Yeah, it feels grimy, like that, too.
Yeah, Art the Clown's just gross. He don't brush his teeth.
He shits on the walls.
Yeah.
He shitted on
the walls. But, like, small cast, too. Like, there's only, like, four main characters, Art the Clown included.
Yep.
I mean, you follow Tara and Dawn coming back
from
a Halloween party.
Yeah, because, like, they did, like, this thing. Like, I remember the first time I saw it, I was thinking that Tara was, like, the main character. She's going to be, like, the final girl. And then he just shoots her in the head.
Yeah.
Like, five times.
Yeah. And I was like, okay.
Well, like, he shoots her and, like, grazes her cheek and is just like, huh.
I got to go get another clip real quick.
Let him get up. Let him get up.
Fight back. But, no, Tara was, like, literally, like, a few seconds. She's like, get up. Come on. And then he just, like, under the leg, domes this bitch in the cheek.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is the first resourceful killer in a movie I've ever seen. He came strapped.
Art the Clown is a living, breathing meme.
He's straight up.
Stay strapped or get clapped.
And like the reason David Howard Thornton got this, he came into the audition and like mimed out him killing somebody.
Yeah,
I think he has mime training. I think he worked as a mime before.
A lot of actors do. Like they've worked in circuses or
and like yeah. I just think that's cool because like it really adds a layer to Art the Clown that's pretty fucking scary, man.
Scary.
The monster from the Funhouse, Toby Hooper's Funhouse, that was a mime.
Was it?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Well, just so when you watch that movie, the monster in that, he's a mime.
Spoiler alert.
In real life.
The what?
In Toby Hooper's The Funhouse from like 81, I think. The monster, he's not, well, he is a monster, but he's like a humanoid-looking thing or whatever.
Ah.
And, well, the actor who plays him, he was a mime in real life.
That's pretty cool.
And there's also, like, there's like, a history with mimes and playing, like, characters in horror movies.
Yeah.
Because I think it was in, like, a couple of, like, the, you know, like, the George A. Romero zombie movies. They get mimes a lot, too.
Yeah.
So... But then again, you also hear the stories where they just have anybody come in and play a zombie, and they give them like $1 or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
well, like Bailey was saying, the beginning of this movie is like the cold open's kind of nuts. I don't know if you could call it a cold open. I don't think
that
you really call it
that.
That
bitch's face is messed up.
Yeah, the TV like vignette.
Yeah,
thing. Yeah, like that. It feels so out of place, though. Like,
yeah, it makes for a very interesting twist ending, though. Like
the ending builds up that twist ending. Yeah, but
for
like
this movie,
it's just weird and without context. First thing,
I mean, it's fucking and this goes to show. Like we'll probably talk about it later, but the special effects in this movie are fucking awesome. When old girl gouges like and rips that bitch's face apart and shit.
Yeah, she goes.
Yeah, yeah she's yeah.
So
she got an eyeball fucking poking out. And
didn't Damon Leone do the effects in this movie?
I do believe so.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Director. Gore special.
I mean, for a crowdfunded film, that's pretty fucking impressive.
Yeah.
Because that shit looks gnarly.
We need to have, like,
fuck.
Like, it's pretty cool, because, like, back in the 80s, like, a lot of makeup artists used to, direct their own, like, independent films and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't ever be, like masterclass films and everything, but you would always have, like, great fucking effects.
Yeah, that's what this movie, like, this movie honestly reminds me of, like, one of those 80s, like, exploitation style B movie,
yeah,
with like tons of blood, tons of
this,
gore.
This could have been like an 80s slasher movie,
even
straight
like,
up. It was plucked from the 80s and released in 2018.
Oh, girl's face, the deformed lady's face,
yeah,
that's really well done, too.
She got an overbite,
those prosthetics. That's like, that's crazy.
She has like one eyeball and it's like an olive,
yeah,
straight up. We just stuck an olive in there.
It's like we were saying, we get Dawn and Tara. They're coming back from like a Halloween party.
And they're drunk.
And they're drunk as shit.
They fucked up.
They drink.
They're going to drive home.
And she that dumbass wants to drive drunk.
Yeah,
don't do it, kids.
Dawn's kind of the flirty type.
Call it like it is.
She's
a whore.
She's the slutty one. And she's like wanting to drive, and Dawn's like, Tara's like, nah.
Let's go get some pizza. Yeah.
Tara's the skelly girl.
Which,
rattle me bones. Yeah, she's pretty.
I mean, both of them are. Both of them are fine dying to drink a wine.
Tara more than Dawn.
I mean, we get introduced to Art, of course. I mean,
he walks into the diner with
him. He's a scary motherfucker.
He's creepy.
We see our first, like, Italians. Like I said, there's a lot of them in this movie.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Well, I think Damien Leone's Italian, right?
Probably. Yeah. Leone is a pretty Italian name.
Yeah, Art the Clown is just unsettling. Like, if I were to see somebody like that,
I'd shit my pants.
If I went to a restaurant and this motherfucker followed me in and just sat in the booth across from me and stared at me the entire time, I'd punch him in the face.
I'd pull my dick out and make it real uncomfortable.
What are you going to do if he pulls his out?
He just pulls Run. Out a. He just pulls out like a fucking 40 inch. He has to like roll it up to put it in his
mouth's got a horse cock, bro, let me tell you.
Oh shit! Yeah, I mean that whole scene is very uncomfortable.
Yeah, it is, because it's just like unbroken eye contact the whole time.
It's weird. Of course, fucking Dawn, leave it to the slutty one. Like, go over there and like wants to take a picture with him, and like
we all know
on Instagram.
We all know in our extended friend group who that is.
Yeah,
we're not gonna say it.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who it is for hours.
Yeah. Okay, I'll have to explain it after the show, but I know.
Is it Bailey?
Yep.
Is it you?
It's me.
I knew it.
You goddamn right.
He's the flirty.
You
the flirty
slut.
One.
Y'all need to see me when I go out, bro. It's nothing but low-cut tank tops.
Yeah. But this is where we get Art shitting on the wall.
Yeah, he gives Tara a fake engagement ring.
Yeah, and then what's the fucking diner owner guy's name?
I don't know.
He's like, you sick motherfucker.
Yeah, he throws him out. And he's like, go clean the bathroom.
Go to the bathroom.
He's like, get some water and some bleach and go clean that bathroom.
And then that guy's like, I better get overtime for this.
I better get overtime.
Time and a half. Answer me.
We're just leaning into Italian stereotypes right now.
But yeah, the whole scene at the diner is nuts. Like, most of the movie, like Bailey said, takes place in this like fucking apartment hodgepodge
which we're
of
getting
a fucking
to.
Building.
We're getting to. So they get back to the car and they're sitting there. Don's got a piss.
Tara
has
Tara's
to
got a piss. And they have a flat tire, so they can't leave.
And then Mike shows up.
Mike. Yeah. That looks like Billy Corgan.
Yeah,
that's not my joke, but it looks like Billy Corgan.
Kinda. You're just saying that because he's bald.
He's a bald white guy.
It's the only fucking reason. We get all kinds of crazy shit in this building.
I don't like
the
Smashing Pumpkins. I'm just going to put that out there.
I'm not a big
stupid,
fan of them.
Stupid.
Jenna
stupid,
loves the
stupid
Smashing Pumpkins.
People.
She likes Matchbox 22.
You know Billy Corgan owns the NWA now?
What?
Like the wrestling promotion?
What?
Yeah.
No.
He's owned it since 2017.
No fucking way.
Yeah, and they're actually doing great. Sorry.
Well, good. Like
small like detour there.
Back to the Terrifier. She's got a piss.
She's got a piss. So she's like, hey, Mike.
Hey.
Even though she doesn't know his name.
She's like, hey, mister. Because who says that in real life?
Well, they.
Hey, mister.
Tara also calls her sister Victoria to come pick her up.
Yeah.
Because the tires flat.
Also, her phone dead.
Tires.
Phone dead.
That's convenient.
Which you could tell, like, when they did, like, when she was, like, looking through pictures, like, she swiped and it was just, like, a GIF of, like,
a dead phone, a flashing dead battery.
Yeah. You know? I was like, oh, God. Is it GIF or GIF?
GIF.
GIF, okay.
Graphics interchange format. You don't say graphics, do you?
Yes.
Yes. Giraffe.
Giraffe.
I'm a giraffe.
But, yeah, so Tara, Mike reluctantly lets Tara into the building to go take a piss.
You've said that. Five fucking.
I said she's had to take a piss.
She just said she let her in. She has to piss.
Well, she's very adamant that she has to piss, bro.
Yeah,
it's a very pissic centered movie. Okay?
And he shows her this like shitty like bathroom. Like
there's
I
rats everywhere. Rats.
Listen, those rats. They did great.
They did fantastic.
Yeah,
you could tell the motherfuckers are having fun.
I hope they won awards.
The stars of the movie, right there.
Highest paid actor.
So yeah, she's let in. She goes to the bathroom and she leaves. And Mike's like, "Remember the way we came in?" She goes, "Yeah." And what does she do? She goes the opposite direction.
Complete opposite fucking way.
To be fair, like this building's like completely confusing.
And then it is because it's probably like six different locations spliced into one. But she runs into this old lady who probably smells like cat pee.
This is like my only problem with the movie.
Why is this lady here?
I just don't understand.
And she's got a baby.
It's a fake baby.
It's a porcelain doll.
This bitch crazy.
She's crazy, and she's all like, "Oh my baby, we're glad to see you moved into the apartments," and yada yada yada. And I'm just like, the entire time this goes on, and we see more and more of this lady. I was like, "Oh, I forgot she was here." It's almost like she shouldn't be. You know?
Tara's like, "Don't touch me, broke ass."
Don't touch me, broke ass.
But they put her in, like, in my opinion, just to get like more of a body count or something. And to be like extra weird.
Yeah, we'll get to it.
Art kills our pizzeria guys.
They turns one's head into a jack o' lantern, which is pretty cool. Halloween 2018 stole
Michael
that
Myers
shit.
Yeah,
I'm kidding. They probably didn't steal it.
But. I mean, this effect is cool too. He doesn't like cut this dude's hand off at the wrists. He cuts it like halfway through
the
palm.
Fingies.
He cuts it diagonal.
Yeah.
So all his
just like a what a pizza.
All his fingers are gone, and not his thumb, because the thumb technically isn't a finger.
Shut up, bitch.
The thumb is its own thing.
Thumb is a digit gang. Rise up.
Yeah. And
Jesus Christ.
But yeah, he like holds his hand up. He's like, there's like blood squirting
out everywhere.
And then
he stabs him in the cheek.
In the cheek.
With a knife. And it looks like it hurts.
Yeah, that shit does. Genuinely.
Because that guy actually got stabbed in the cheek.
In the cheek.
Did he?
No.
Okay. I was like, damn, man.
He made a snuff film.
I was like, I hope he got paid.
I hope he got paid. No, he did.
He did. Both of them were dead.
So we're back in the weirdo-ass apartment building. And Dawn gets kidnapped. Dawn. Yeah, Dawn.
Dawn is in the car, and she's like...
And Art gets up in that
You hear over the radio about, you know, the crazy clown guy.
Two pizza workers got killed.
Yeah.
And then there's a really out-of-place commercial. So this movie takes place November 1st. Like, midnight November 1st.
Yeah.
Right? There's a Halloween commercial on the radio. It's like, come on down to the Halloween bar to get a costume. It's like, bitch, Halloween was yesterday.
Yeah.
Halloween.
No one's going to come buy your shitty costumes
every day.
Right.
Then Art gets into the car with Dawn, and
she thinks it's fucking too. She's like, "Oh my god!"
And
you don't believe what I just heard.
He always smiles.
Yeah,
he shouldn't, except when he's
in the fucking diner. He ain't smiling then.
And he's got like
he shouldn't smile. I'll say that.
He's got like the nastiest.
He's
teeth.
Got blood and all
he,
kinds
his
of
teeth
shit.
Are black.
It looks like he's been eating shit.
He's scurvy. He's been eating beans.
Yep.
Even worse.
But yeah, you know.
Tara's walking around this building, and she ends up in like the car park area.
For whatever reason, there's just a fucking
bunch of cars.
Yeah, just a bunch of fucking cars.
I think this is the auto body shop part of the building because there's like a fucking van with the engine taken out of it for some reason.
I didn't realize this apartment building was attached to a whole ass strip mall.
Straight up, bro. This is the Midwest summed up in one building.
Yeah, you know what? It might be Chicago.
So Art ends up showing up out of nowhere.
Surprise, motherfucker.
And they have a little chase in the garage thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Tara ends up getting her goddamn leg cut the fuck up.
That scene is fucking...
It's gross.
That's nasty,
and
too.
the sound design's like spot on because it's like...
It's not like he's like slicing her. He's stabbing her in the ankle
over and over
again.
Yeah, which is, and I'm, like, after seeing, like, Evil Dead, like, that's, like, one of the worst places to get stabbed.
Yeah, that's correct. That's not a great place.
She smacks the shit out of him.
Oh, she beats the fuck out of him, and then, wait, that's after this, right?
What?
They do some more.
There's a little more cat and mouse shit. Yeah. And then
she gets injected with drugs.
Yeah, she tries to run to Mike, and Art grabs her. And
somehow Mike's shitty-ass Walmart headphones are too loud to hear.
Well, I mean, Art covers her mouth, too.
Yeah,
and she goes sheep.
She goes sleep, she wakes up in a chair, and then her fucking friend is
getting
cut in half.
The most iconic part of the movie. Well, iconic, notorious, infamous, whatever you feel.
This scene's fucking nuts,
the first time I saw this, like I said, I was on a first date with a very, dare I say, socially progressive lady. She hated this.
Who?
It was when I was on Tinder all the time after we were out of high school.
Yeah,
Tinder days.
This scene, it's hard. It's hard to watch.
It's hard to watch, but the effect is just so good.
She's really good. Don't
she's also butt naked.
Dawn is sewn in half. We don't see the downstairs, thank God.
Yeah,
but we do see her upstairs.
Art cuts her
from groin
to head
upside down.
And doesn't then, completely cut her in half.
Nah, she's got like
just enough.
She's got a couple strands of meat.
Yeah, just enough.
And then Tara says, "Fuck this," and she manages to get out. And like Art turns and looks at her. He's like, "Man, you bitches are extra."
I gotta say this. Like, Dawn would have been fucking dead after
the guts fell out.
Yeah, I mean before that,
he could have stopped. She would have been in shock.
She would have been fucking dead.
Yeah,
there
right.
was no.
But no, like she.
She's like compulsing and screaming.
He kept going on like purpose. He was doing it.
Yeah,
for
of course. He's
I would
doing
say
it on
once
purpose.
She got once he got past like her heart area. Yeah,
she's
done.
Fucking dead.
Could have
yeah.
stopped. But he did.
But she was like he was like down to her throat. And she was still like.
Yeah,
which like, that wasn't.
There's
me.
No way.
But it's okay, you know.
But
anyone's used a hacksaw like he has before. There's no way he did that fast.
Yeah, no
you know,
way.
this movie kind of has
he
would have like
been there for 3 hours fucking.
Yeah, straight up.
This movie kind of has
bone
like a
and all kinds of shit.
This movie has like a comedic charm, so
oh,
I
yeah.
appreciate
it's,
it.
It's a dark horror comedy.
It's
for sure.
it's slapstick.
Like some of the stuff that Art does is kind of funny.
It's not entirely slapstick, but there's some slapstick elements.
Yeah, and then Dawn escapes and smacks the shit out of Art with like an armchair or arm rest.
Yeah.
Just a bunk.
And there's more cat and mouse. And
he goes,
and then she grabs a 2x4, hits him a couple times. He pulls out his Glock and fucking puts her down.
Actually, it's a 1911.
Well, also, too, like, at some point during all this shit, Art knocks Mike out.
Yeah, with a hammer.
Yeah, just
bonk, bonk.
And we don't see him until, like, 30 minutes.
It's after he shoots Tara once in the cheek, and she's, like, done.
Oh, he grazes her.
Yeah, but she's in shock or whatever, so she just sits there.
So
he also shoots her in the side.
He shoots her in the leg.
That's after.
He shoots her in the leg, in the side, and then
he goes
and
reloads.
Hits Mike with that hammer.
Yeah, hits Mike with a hammer, reloads, and then shoots her, just empties the clip
five
into
times.
Her fucking face.
Yes.
It was, Jesus Christ.
Which, when you see her later, like, that effect looks fucking gnarly, too.
Yeah,
like,
the fact that they gave the clown a gun,
yeah,
I
like,
don't hate.
He just pulled out the strap.
He said, "I gotta carry him."
Yeah.
What are you doing?
By this time,
I'm looking at the cast.
Oh.
By this time, Victoria shows up and she's texting Tara, trying to figure out where Tara is. And Art's like, "Oh, more meat,
more."
And so texts her and says, "Tara's sick. Come to the back."
No.
And Victoria just kind of rolls her eyes and goes in. And to her surprise,
then
there's some,
everybody's dead.
Yeah, the crazy cat lady, the crazy bitch with the baby.
The crazy doll baby.
She gets her boobs cut off.
Yeah, this is sad. She gets scalped and then gets her boobs cut off. And Art wears them.
Yeah, and Art's
he Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, yeah. Art's pulling.
He's got a dick flopping in the wind.
He ducked his dick between his asshole.
So this is when he starts chasing Victoria, and of course Victoria's fucking horrified. Like,
oh, yeah, of course. Well, you would be. I'd shit. I
cry and pee.
I cried.
I'm going to just be honest. I kind of preferred Tara over Victoria.
Yeah.
I would agree.
Not because of looks or anything, just because.
She was more resourceful than Tara
was.
She's
like, she was beating his ass.
Yeah. Like,
what did Tara do? She hid in a closet.
Victoria?
Victoria, like, Victoria. She's. I'm not saying she's you know, not good looking. Like, that's not what I'm
She's
saying.
She's very pretty as yeah, well. But sure, like, it's not. That's
pretty
not
much all
about
the girls.
Tara's better, bro.
Yeah, Tara's, pretty much all the girls in this movie are good looking. But I just like Tara better because, like, she was more resourceful. She was hitting art with, like, everything she could get her hands on.
She was a survivor until she died.
Until she got shot.
She was the final
She
girl,
brought a
until
club
she
to a gunfight.
And won, almost.
And almost won. Well, I mean, she lost. She got shot.
She lost.
She was the final girl until she wasn't.
Until she wasn't. So Art does his whole Buffalo Bill thing and, like, chases Victoria. And Victoria's like, oh, hell no.
And it turns out Mike's still alive.
Yeah, Mike's still alive. And Mike's. Art corners Victoria and is, like, fucking her up pretty good. I mean, he's fucking, like, lashing her, man.
Yeah, well, he's got that scalpel
chain
whip thing.
Yeah, and he's, like, cutting her to fucking pieces pretty much.
Also,
yeah.
Like, Mike called, like, his boss or whoever
his
that fucking guy was.
His coworker. Or
and he showed up and couldn't get in the...
For, like, half the second half of the movie, he's like, I can't get in.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he's like, oh, wait. There's a spare key under the rug.
Oh, yeah.
Or the mat or
the
whatever.
Dumbass.
Art fucking stabs him in the head.
Yeah. He cuts his head off. And
then, which yeah, is so, almost, that was a good kill.
Nearly headless.
He pulls it back and then turns it.
Yeah.
It was that gross.
That's a good effect, too. I with the fucking hacksaw.
He punts it.
Yeah, just fucking poop. He almost cuts his head off with the hacksaw.
Yeah, and then we get, like, pretty much, like, the final act.
Mike gets killed at some point, too.
He gets his head smashed.
Yeah. I'm going to dive right into it. Fuck, she gets her goddamn face eaten.
Yeah, or eats her face.
Eats her face.
Which is entirely out of left field, because, like, yeah, this guy's obviously taking damage. He got stabbed in the back, beat the fuck up. There's something wrong with He's definitely not human.
Nah. Yeah. And then he just starts eating her face. And then the cops show up.
Yeah. Shoot him.
I don't know. Who called the cops? I don't know.
Nobody. Mike. It was when they, like, after Art was, like, whipping her with that, like, thing, and it was cutting her up, Mike came and grabbed her. He, like, hit him upside the head with something.
Yeah.
And so they could get away, and they got in, like, an office, and there was, like, a phone in there.
Ah,
yeah.
I see.
And they called the cops, and, yeah, they came. They came. They saw.
They conquered.
Well,
they kicked his ass.
They didn't really get to do much, because Art fucking pulls the toolie out and shoots himself in the head.
That was kind of like a big, like, twist, like, the first time I saw it. I was like, oh, okay.
He
oh,
puts
damn.
The gun in his mouth and fucking pulls the trigger.
Oh, damn.
Like, yeah, basically
not only is that building getting bug bombed, he painted the walls.
He did. With his brains.
Basically, your date was not having a good time.
Nah, no, bro. Straight up not having a good time.
It didn't last too much longer after that. We weren't even, like, officially dating. We had just gone on, like, 5 dates.
Victoria is the sole survivor. She's barely alive with her face eaten. And turns out the deformed lady in the beginning of the movie is Victoria.
Yeah.
Which makes her a killer for some reason.
Yeah, which makes her crazy.
And then, hold up. Wait a minute.
Hold up.
Art's still alive.
Yeah, Art.
So he's a demon ghost clown.
He gets dropped off at the coroner's office. And they're talking shit to the coroner because the coroner's hungry.
Hungy.
And they're like, how could you eat?
The coroner is also Italian.
If you've seen enough babies microwaved.
You've seen a baby 8-month-year-old microwave. It was like,
they
Jesus
were like,
Christ.
Oh, God.
No, I haven't.
Which I believe that's how most of those guys are. They've seen enough dead bodies that they're just like, they don't lose their fucking appetite.
I don't want to ever be like that. That's fucked up. But I do want
to
say.
That's what I wanted to do for a long
closing
time.
Closing out? I thought you still wanted to do that.
It's kind of up the pipeline. But yeah, so they try to hint at that Art's like supernatural. Is what they're
and set up for the sequel, which is supposed to be coming out like this year.
Yeah, which I mean, I'm pretty excited about.
Yeah, the trailer that came out on my birthday looked really good.
Is it gonna be like in theaters or is it gonna be like?
I think it's gonna be like indie release, so
okay.
No theater.
Yeah. See, I didn't know because like this movie blew the fuck up.
I was under the assumption that it was gonna be on Netflix again, but they took it off Netflix, so I don't know.
See, like I thought that this movie, I thought that the sequel is gonna be like. Like released in theaters because this movie like blew the fuck up.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm sure that Terrifier 2 is gonna make money.
Well, Felicia Rose is in it, so it's gonna do something.
Yeah.
She doesn't just sign on to. Shitty
I'm pretty
projects.
Sure she's not the only like
big
like,
name.
Big name.
I'm pretty
got.
Sure there's another big name. I don't remember what it is. Yeah. Before we close out, Terrifier, the one like negative I have about it, the dialogue.
It's not as bad as compared to some other movies.
No,
seen,
no, it's not. Like, but it's still like not
for an indie movie. I think it's pretty decent.
And it's like, decent. It's subpar in my opinion. But and
I,
it, the
I
way
mean,
the
though.
Way some of the girls act some of the dialogue out.
I get
weird
what you
too.
Mean though. There's a couple of scenes.
It just everything just feels
it's not that
off.
Great.
When I first saw this, like I was like before I like went back and like watched it for this, I was like, oh, I forgot like the acting's bad. But when I watched it, I was like, you know what? It's not that
bad. But the gore and the kills really make up
for it.
Well,
the acting wasn't even that bad.
No, it's not that bad.
And of course, David Howard Thornton as Art is pretty awesome.
He's fucking dope, dude. I want to meet him. I've had so many chances to meet him.
Heard he's a very, very nice guy.
Yeah, he's a sweetheart.
Yeah, and then like the only other like thing that I kind of find kind of stupid is like the homeless woman with her porcelain doll. I was like, why is she?
It just added to the extreme
cannon
of the
fodder.
Movie.
I think, I think it was like not only for runtime, but also for a body count.
It's for the press. Killer clown murders woman.
Killer clown cuts tits off and wears them.
But yeah, like this, like the sequel looks like it's going to be based around like a Halloween party, so that's kind of fun.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I'm pretty psyched for the sequel.
Better be more blood, more kills, bro. I'm telling you.
Well, there's a sequel. There's got to be.
There are certain rules, bro. Speaking of which, the boys have our tickets for Scream next week.
It better not suck.
The early screenings, because I think it's out in some countries already.
Yeah.
From what I've heard, it's better. It's on par with the original, if not a little better. I haven't
with
heard
the original movie.
Yeah,
damn.
I haven't heard any spoilers. Thank God. I don't want to get spoiled on this movie. This is the one movie I do not want fucking spoiled for me.
See, like Zach and I, we were talking. It was before you got on the other night. Not yet. Well, not last night, but the night before.
We played Friday.
Yeah, we were talking. We were thinking that at the very worst, it's going to be better than Scream 3.
Yeah.
Yes. From what I've heard. Chelsea Rebecca, James A. Janice's fiance, I think they've seen it already.
Probably. Yeah.
She said we're in good hands. I've heard from some sources it's better, on par with the 96 movie.
Wow.
So I think we're going to be okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Incredible.
But so what are you guys going to rate Terrifier, bro?
8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. All right.
7.5. I'll give it that.
I'll 7.5. It's a good movie, not a 10, not perfect. But
I mean, not perfect by any means, but it's a fun movie to watch.
It's good.
I like it because it's bonkers, and you know me. I like bonkers.
Brandon's the next
one. It's real grimy and gross.
Yep. So,
into that.
What are we doing next week?
We're doing Godzilla versus Biollante.
There's your homework, boys. Also, this week at some point, we all got to get together and watch that because I don't think none of us can watch that. Because
that movie's fucking amazing, and I wanted to pick it.
Godzilla versus...
Wasn't that our plan? We were going to get together and watch this one?
Yes.
Yeah, because...
I mean, unless they put it on streaming anytime soon, which it doesn't seem like they have.
Here's the thing. It's a fucking... Miramax distributed it, so they made a huge fucking mess with this movie. Yeah. With distribution. The movie's fucking great.
I thought it was a great movie.
The movie's fucking great. It's just the distribution is terrible.
It's not streaming on
So we'll get together and watch it. This will be like the first one for the show we've watched together.
Yeah. I love this movie, man.
I've never seen it.
I can't fucking wait to talk about this movie. I think I'm more excited to talk about this Godzilla movie than I was to talk about the original.
Godzilla's fun.
Because this is my favorite Godzilla movie.
I like a Godzilla.
Like Godzilla.
So that's what we're doing next week. That's your homework. Find somewhere to watch it, please.
Yeah.
Or just look up the plot.
Or, just follow the plot on Wikipedia or something.
See, like, also, like, look out to see if, like, somebody uploaded that shit to YouTube, too.
But don't report it.
Yeah. Because that might be everybody's only way of watching that
shit. That's our only chance.
Unless they have, like, a obscure DVD release or some shit like Zach does.
Yeah. So that's, all we got. Anything else this week? Boys?
Nope.
My boy.
My boy. Nope. I'm trying to be like you.
My boy.
You
might be nice. So, yeah, that's going to call it for We Came From Beneath the Sea. We'll be back next week. Please, here's our Patreon plug of the week. We do have a Patreon. The Slash and Cast Podcast Network. It's we have two tiers. We have the Slasher Society and Slasher Society Plus. Both of those are going to include stuff from us, which we are going to be releasing our first Patreon episode, I think, next week? 2 weeks? And then the Conjecturing and many more from the Slashcast Podcast Network. We'd appreciate if you guys gave us some money.
Some real money.
Some real money.
Some human money, please.
So, yeah. I can't find what I was wanting to say. But anyway, we'll be back next week with Godzilla versus Biollante. We hope you guys have a good week this upcoming week. Kill whatever you're doing. Not literally, though, please.
Stay warm.
I'm not liable. Yeah, it's cold. I don't know where
Unless
y'all
you're
are.
In, like, Florida or some shit.
And if you are in Florida, fight me. It's like cold as hell.
It's like
in the 20 Midwest
degrees
now.
Right now.
Yep. Yeah, we'll be back next week. Stay safe, stay spooky, and we'll be back. Bye.
Sayonara.
Goodbye.